The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Habayim, we're going to be continuing the halachos of the bracha of Hagafen, when the bracha of Hagafen can exempt other beverages. We're going to be seeing different situations where a person is drinking wine and he's not doing it derech kvias, he's not doing it in a permanent way that he's coming to drink a lot, rather he's doing it derech ara, he's doing it more as a casual type of a drink, not with the intention of doing it with kvias, to be drinking a lot for the sake of drinking, but more incidentally drinking. Let's see the halacha and the kitzer. If he's not being koveya himself to drink wine, he's not doing it in a permanent fashion. He's just drinking incidentally. He's not having like a drinking party. He's just, let's say he's eating, and just incidentally to the eating, he's going to be doing some drinking. Also, he wasn't intending to drink other beverages. The Kitzur is saying if he was drinking derech ara, you know, more like a casual fashion, not with a kviyas that he's permanently establishing himself for the sake of drinking, and he didn't have intention to exempt the other beverages. So therefore, clearly, where he didn't do it derech kviyas, it wasn't in a permanent fashion, and he didn't have intent to exempt the other beverages, clearly he's not going to exempt them from the bracha that precedes them, that precedes the other beverages. The Kitzur says, Elakati ika sofik bibracha acharona, but still there is an area of doubt, of ambiguity in the bracha afterwards. Im niftara bibirkas al hagafen shivarech al hayayin. Is it exempted with the bracha of al hagafen, the bracha made after wine? Olo, or is it not exempted with the bracha after the wine? What the Kitzur is saying over here is that even if it's a situation where the bracha of Hagafen is not going to exempt the other beverages, it wasn't derech kvias, it wasn't a permanent fashion, he didn't have intention to exempt the other beverages, nevertheless, there's a possibility, just the fact that he made a bracha after the wine, maybe the bracha after the wine could exempt the other beverages from the bracha after them. The Kitzur says, Al kein yesh le'achol ezepri. Therefore, he should eat a fruit or something like a fruit. You can make the bracha after that food, bar nefashas rabos. Any food that after that food is the bracha of bar nefashas rabos. Liftor gamis hamashkin, to exempt the beverages. That if a person was drinking beverages in a way that he would not exempt, if he was drinking wine in a way he would not exempt the beverages from the bracha before them. Still, there's a possibility in halacha that the bracha after the wine could exempt the other beverages from their own respective bracha, which is bar nefashas rabos. Because it's ambiguous in halacha, the Kitzur suggests that one should make a bracha on some other food, a bracha on a fruit, for example, a bracha before it ha'etz, and afterwards, bar nefashas, that could exempt these other beverages. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that in a case where the bracha before the wine, if the bracha of Hagafen does not exempt the other beverages from their shahakol, then also in the bracha afterwards it would not exempt them. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah holds that any time the bracha before the Hagafen doesn't exempt the other beverages, the bracha afterwards follows the same pattern, that would not exempt them from the bracha afterwards. Let's see the halacha vav. This is a new situation. Until now, the Kitzur talked about if a person was drinking wine derech kvias in a permanent fashion, and also he had intention to exempt the other beverages, that would exempt them from their bracha. The Kitzur in Halacha Dalet said if he drank the wine derech kvias in a permanent fashion, but he didn't have intention to exempt the other beverages, it's ambiguous in halacha if it would exempt them. In halacha, hey, he said, if he didn't drink it derech kviyus in a permanent fashion, and he didn't have an intention to exempt them, then it, clearly he would not exempt them from the bracha before them, and it's not clear according to the Kitzer. Kitzer says it's possible it would exempt them from the bracha afterwards, and therefore he should get out of that doubt by eating another food. The case in halacha vav is that he is not drinking the wine derech kviyus. He's not drinking it in a permanent fashion for the sake of drinking. For example, just to make Kiddush, he's just drinking the wine for the sake of making Kiddush on Shabbos, but he had intention to exempt the other beverages. If he didn't drink the wine derech kviyus, not in a permanent fashion, but he didn't intend to exempt the other beverages, what would be the halacha? So the Kiddush says like this. Hamakadosh al hayayin, someone makes Kiddush on wine, v'data lishtos yayin sarf, and he's planning on drinking whiskey, or kaffa. He's planning on drinking coffee. Some beverage during the meal after the Kiddush. So the Kiddush is not a permanent drinking of wine, it's just one cup of wine, but he knows he's going to be drinking other beverages afterwards. Yesh sofik im niftaru b'bracha shal hayayin olo. There is a doubt if they're exempted by the bracha on the wine. Meaning, if the wine wasn't derech kviyus, if it wasn't a permanent fashion, but he had specific intention to be drinking other beverages, that's unclear according to the Kitzer, would the halacha be that it would exempt the other beverages or not. Al-Kain, yesh lo l'chavin shlo l'potrom. Therefore, he should intend specifically not to exempt them. The Kitzer is saying, any time there's an ambiguous area in halacha, in this case of drinking the wine, that he's not doing it derech kviyus, he's not doing it in a permanent fashion, but he has intention for the beverages, it's possible it would exempt them or not. To get out of that question, in halacha, he should have specific intention not to exempt them. The Kitzur continues, va'af al pikein. Nevertheless, Yivarech Am At Sukkar Shehakol, he should make a brach on Shehakol and some of the food like sugar, Liftar Gamis Amashkin, to exempt the beverages. The Kitzur is saying over here that if one is drinking wine, not derech kviyus, not in a permanent fashion, and he's planning on drinking other beverages, it's ambiguous in halacha if it would exempt them. Therefore, he should intend not to exempt the other beverages. But he's saying that a better halachic advice would be to make a shahakal on some other food. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion, in this case, he disagrees with the Kitzer. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion if he had specific intention to exempt the other beverages, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say he would exempt them. And for sure, if they're on the table, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion if the beverages were in front of him on the table, it would exempt them, even though it's not derech kviyus, even though he's not drinking in a permanent fashion. So that's a difference of opinion. The Kitzer is saying that not drinking it derech kviyus, if he's not drinking in a permanent fashion, and he has das, if he has intent, it's doubtful, it's not clear if it would exempt them. Mr. Brewer says if they're on the table or even the intention, it seems Mr. Brewer would say would exempt them. Let's see halacha zayin. Kishimavarach al hayayin betoch hasuda. When one makes a bracha on wine during a meal, so in the middle of a meal people are eating, and there's a concern if they're in the middle of eating they won't be able to concentrate fully on another person making a bracha. Because it says v'yesh sham gam anashim achirim, if there's other people that he's trying to exempt with the bracha, yomar savri rabosai, he should say savri, meaning listen, pay attention to me. What it means is that give your full attention to listen to me, kidei sheyivsuku me'achilasam, that they shouldn't interrupt the eating of this meal, l'shma ha-bracha, that they should listen to him. The kids are saying like this. There's a question in halacha, can one exempt other people with a bracha if it's in the middle of a meal? People are eating and they're drinking and they're coming to make a hagafen on the wine during the meal. So let's say one person is drinking and he wants to exempt the person next to him from the bracha. The person next to him might be in the middle of eating. He might not be able to give his full attention to the one making the bracha. And there's a question in halacha, can one make a bracha for someone else who's eating? He might not give his full attention to listen to the bracha. So the halacha is that if he says sabri, sabri is a term by wine, the word sabri, we always use it when we're coming to make a bracha on wine, but it's literally the word means listen. It means in a case where the people are eating, stop eating, listen to me carefully, because I'm going to make a bracha that you should be yotzi with, you should be exempted with my bracha. Nevertheless, even though the halacha is the kitzur is saying one could exempt people by saying savri, still the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Prima Godim that one is not obligated to say savri and exempt the other people. Meaning, in a normal case where one is making a bracha and he's able to exempt other people, we say there's a concept in halacha, Berov Am Hadras Melech. There's more people that are able to participate in the bracha, that would be better, halachically preferable. Let's say, for example, two people are making Kiddush. There is a certain amount of preference in halacha that one should exempt the other one because Berov Am Hadras Melech, it's more of a hider, more of a beautifying of the mitzvah, that it should be done with a group of people. But still, in terms of this bracha, the hagafen in a meal, because there's the possibility in halacha that the other person won't listen, and maybe one should not exempt him if the other person is in the middle of eating, so even though the halacha is he may say sabri to exempt him, but there's no obligation because of the possibility in halacha that he should not make the bracha for someone who's in the middle of eating. So the halacha is you're allowed to say savri. He has the right to say savri and exempt him, but it's not an obligation. Let's see halacha ches. Shosu miyayin echad. If one drink from one wine, bein betocha suda, bein shelo betocha suda, whether he had drunk that wine in the middle of a meal, or he had drunk it not in the middle of a meal, meaning he had started drinking the wine before the meal, for example. They viyo lohem yayin acher, and then they brought them a second wine. Einu mevarech olav bari pri agafen, he does not make the bracha of bari pri agafen, meaning if one is drinking wine, they bring a second wine. So even though he had not originally made the bracha on this second wine that they brought, he does not make a new agafen. Kevin shelo nimlach, since he had not changed his mind, meaning it was not a case where he specifically only made the bracha on one type of a wine, because he had made a bracha, even though there was only one wine there, but he had the intention of whatever they would bring him afterwards would also be included, since he didn't specifically have intention to only make a bracha on one specific wine. Also, because we're not talking about a case where he has literally removed his intention from drinking wine, meaning we're not talking about a case where he stopped drinking wine, he's still in the middle of drinking wine. So as long as he's still drinking, he hasn't removed his intention from drinking more, and he hasn't specifically excluded the possibility of drinking from another type of wine, so making the bracha on one type of wine would exempt the other types of wine. The Kitzur says, Ava mevarech olav hatov yametiv. However, he does make the bracha hatov yametiv on the second wine. Let's explain this a little bit. The bracha of hatov yametiv was made in certain cases where a second wine is brought during a meal. Hatov yametiv is a bracha made. It's a birkas hashavach, a bracha of thanks to Hashem. And it's made when there's a ribuy of wine, when there's an abundance of wine. The bracha is being made when wine is brought. Hatov yametiv is made when not only is this person enjoying the wine, but there's other people also at the table enjoying the wine. Hatov yametiv generally is made when there's other people besides this individual who are benefiting from the goodness the whatever abundance is being shared. And in this case that the Kitzur is talking about, if one was having wine and they brought more wine, even though he's not making a bracha of Hagafen on that second wine, he didn't specifically exclude it from his intention, and he's still in the middle of drinking his original wine, he hasn't stopped drinking wine, and if he does not make another Hagafen, he would make the bracha Tov Yametiv if more wine, if a different type of wine was brought. Let's see the Kitzur. Not only does he make the bracha on the second wine, but even on the third wine, he would make the bracha. Gamkin he would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. V'chein al harbe, and also it could be many cups of wine. If it was a fourth or a fifth, etc., he could make a bracha on multiple cups of wine if he brought a new wine. The Kitzur explains what his source is. Umeyuvda de Rebbe, from the case in the Gemara, it's a Gemara Yerushalmi, the Gemara that was written in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara quotes a case of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe Yehuda the Prince. Al kol chavis v'chavis shayeh poseach, he had an abundance of wine. On every barrel that he would open, he would make the bracha hatov yametiv on multiple barrels of wine. I just wanted to mention here a comment of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah explains from different commentators the concept of the bracha of hatov yametiv. Hatov yametiv is a bracha, as we're discussing here, which is made on wine, but it's also the fourth bracha of benching, of Birkas HaMazon. That fourth bracha was Mesukun, was instituted at the time that the massacre of Beitar happened. Beitar was a stronghold after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash that was conquered by the Romans. The Jews held out there for some time. This was about approximately 60 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Jews were massacred, unfortunately, by the Romans, but eventually they were brought to Jewish burial. They were brought to a proper burial. Chazal, the rabbis, made the bracha Tov Yametiv to thank Hashem for bringing them to burial. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the bracha of Hatov Yametiv is made when we drink wine, because wine could possibly bring to shechus, to drunkenness, to lightheadedness. See, therefore, I mentioned the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, which sort of reminds us of the Hatov Yametiv of benching, which is intertwined with the deaths of the Jews at Beitar. So we'll somewhat temper our lightheadedness, so to speak, by drinking wine, because we remember the death of this occurrence at Beitar. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the concept of this bracha. So we learn halacha ches that if one is drinking wine and he brings another type of a wine, he'll make a tov yametiv on a second or a third wine that is brought afterwards. We will see now the halachos in Tes and Yud, what type of a wine are we talking about. So halacha Tes is about if he didn't have intention for the second wine. Nimlach is the concept of one someone who changed his mind from what he was doing originally. Let's say he had originally planned on drinking only one type of a wine. Let's say, for example, all he had was a white wine. He did not imagine he would have any red wine during this meal. And then they brought him another wine. Let's just say that he brought him a red wine afterwards, not thinking originally when he was drinking the white wine he would ever be able to get a red wine. So the Kitzur says like this. If he was someone who actually changed his mind, he did not have any intention of drinking from the second wine, he did not have any knowledge that he would ever get that second wine, in such a way that he would have to make a bracha again, bori priyagofen. The halachas of nimlach, we are going to see later in Simen Nun Zayin in the Kitzur. Those are the halachas of someone who changes his mind or he makes a bracha on the food and then they bring him more. But let's take that as a given, that if it was a situation where he made a bracha on wine, not knowing he would get this other type of a wine, and then they bring him the second wine, that aside for the bracha of Atov Yametiv, he needs to make a new hagafen on the other wine. The Kitzur says, Mevarach Tchila Atov Yametiv. First he makes the bracha of Atov Yametiv on that second wine. V'achar kach Bori Priyagafen. And afterwards he makes the bracha of Bori Priyagafen. So the Kitzur is of the opinion that if a person is making a bracha on the second wine, a bracha of Hagafen on the second wine, it does not preclude him from making the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. He could make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv and also the bracha of Bori Pri Hagafen. The Mishnah Berura, in his commentary called the Shaar HaTzion, seems to disagree with this. Mishnah Berura seems to be of the opinion that in the case where he was Nimlach, he wasn't intending on drinking the other type of a wine. Let's call it that he had a white wine and wasn't expecting a red wine, and then they brought in a red wine, and now he would make a new agafen on that red wine. The Mishnah Berura seems to be of the opinion that he would not make Hatov Yametiv. Hatov Yametiv is only said, according to this opinion of the Mishnah Berura, where there's some sort of continuity between the two drinkings of the wine, where one was done not intending to drink another type of a wine, and then the other one is brought in such a way that he must make a new agafen on it, it would not be considered a continuation of the first drinking, and therefore he would not make Hatov Yametiv. So therefore, it's a difference of opinion. The Kitzur says he does make Hatov Yametiv, and Mishnah Berura seems to say he does not. Let's see Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud is about what is the quality of the wine that one can make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. The Kitzur says like this. That which one can make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, davka b'stam, it's specifically stam. Stam means the following. When you're talking about two types of wine, you can have a wine which is clearly better, clearly superior to the other wine. You can have a wine which is clearly worse, clearly inferior to the other wine. The other wine. You can have a wine which is stam. It's not clear it's better or worse. It's undefined that this is better or worse. The Kitzur is saying, when one made the bracha, he made a hagafen on one wine, and then they brought him a second wine, if it's stam, if it's not clear if it's better or worse, one may make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. He could make the bracha by stam, where it's not clear that it's better or worse. Again, reading the Kitzur, Hadim of Archin and Hatov Yametiv, that which one could make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, davka b'stam, it's only in a case of stam. The Kitzur himself speaks out a little bit more. Sheini yedua she'ashini noda, she'ashini garua min arishon. That it's not known that the second one is worse than the first one. In a stam case, in a case that it's not clear that one is worse than the other, then one could make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. If it's not clear that this wine is inferior, even though it's not clear that it's better, meaning the Kitzur is saying like this, you might have argued that Hatov Yametiv is made on the superiority of the wine. If one has a better wine, he went from a regular wine to a very fine wine, he makes Hatov Yametiv. The Kitzur is saying that's not true. Even if he went from one wine to another wine, which is not specifically better or worse, or he doesn't know if it's better or worse, he could still make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. Continuing in the Kitzur, Ava im yadua shu garua min arishon in mevarchan olav. But if he specifically knows that this wine is inferior, he may not make the bracha on it. So Hatov Yametiv is made on either a wine which is not clear that it's better, or a wine which is specifically better. Certainly one may make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. But a wine which is specifically worse, one may not make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. The Kitzur continues, Ach kishu bari l'guf yosem min arishon. However, if the second wine is healthy for the body more than the first, if the second wine is healthier than the first wine, afal pi shehu garua betam, even though it's of inferior taste, mevarchen olav hatov yametiv, one may make the bracha of hatov yametiv. The kitzur is saying like this: if the second wine is intrinsically inferior, but the health benefit makes it better, that is a way of making it at least equal to the first wine, then you can make hatov yametiv. The example that the Ramah gives about this in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Ayin Hey, Sif Beis, if the first wine was a red wine, and the second wine was a white wine, and very often the white wine could have been a little bit more inferior than the other one. If it's very, very inferior, this halacha does not apply. A very, very inferior wine, one would not make the bracha of a tov metiv. But if the white wine is slightly more inferior than the red wine, but it's healthier, the white wine is a healthy type of a wine. So if the red wine was superior in taste, the white wine was slightly inferior in taste, but it was healthier than the red wine, one would make the bracha of hatov yametiv. So the halacha is that a tov yametiv is always made if the second wine is stam. It's not clear if it's better or worse. If it's slightly worse, but healthier, also one could make the bracha of hatov yametiv. This is the beginning of the discussion of hatov yametiv, and we will continue in the following halachos. In the site of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that this webcast is on, you will find an article also in some of the halachos of hatov yametiv. You can look at that article for a written out discussion of the brachos of when one makes the bracha of hatov yametiv.